I first got into long distance running while I was playing soccer. I don't know exactly how I ended up running long distance. I know that my little brother's father ran quite a lot. He ran marathons and stuff like that. And I know that we ran together a couple of times before him and my mom split up. But at some point, I got really hooked. I remember I stopped playing football because of an injury. And first thing I did wasn't to go out, play football when I was healed and when I got the thumbs up from the doctor. It was run my 10K round. And I was so excited. I pulled a personal best for that round, not having run in 8 months, something like that. Then I stopped running because I switched to barefoot shoes and it hurt like hell to run. So I just stopped altogether. I had a short stint in middle distance running, but I didn't run long distance at all. I wanted to get back into it. I found a way. Until now. This weekend, I ran a 24-hour marathon. And I did it by running a little bit more than a mile on the hour, every single hour for 24 hours. I have some reflections from that experience, from running, obviously, from being exhausted, but also from being out in the world. Once an hour, every hour, seeing the same route, the same place, every hour, which was quite profound. This is Caspian with a riff on running a 24-hour marathon. I'm a pretty optimistic person. I tend to have an optimistic outlook on life and on most things I do. So the thing that I learned during these runs was that the world really doesn't care. And I say that because no one cared that I ran 24 hours. Have you ever walked in the street on your birthday and been baffled by the ignorance and the lack of care people show? That was sort of the feeling. So I felt like I was on this adventure and endeavor where I was like, at 3 a.m. I ran, at 4 a.m. I ran. No one else was. They were on their way back from the club. And I felt sort of discouraged by it. And I felt at times that I was better, that I was doing something more productive with my time. But the bottom line is, they don't care. They didn't know, but even if they knew, they probably wouldn't have cared. And I think that's a great thing, because it gave me permission. Because if no one cares, why not do it anyways? Right? And that's a principle I've applied many, many times in my projects, endeavors, events, what have you. The world doesn't care what you do, most of the time. Some of your closest might, your mom might, your family, your closest friends. But in general, they don't care. So you have a permission, or maybe even you can do it permissionlessly, because no one's going to give you the go-ahead. No one's going to allow you to run a 24-hour marathon, or start a business, or ask that person out, because the world doesn't care. Doesn't matter, right? I think it would be easy to take a nihilistic or pessimistic outlook on that. That's not the point. Point is, you can do whatever. It's very empowering, not needing permission. Because I think a lot of us are looking for permission. And we'll get back to that. the second thing I thought about while running, but also afterwards, is a mantra that I've had for this past year where I've been working out quite a lot. And it's, in movement, I heal. And for me, that's meant that in order to heal properly, in order to feel better, in order to get rid of sore muscles, I need to move. I need to use them. So rather than taking rest days, I do some easy days and some harder days. Rather than doing the same thing over and over again, where I run the same distance every day or do this exact same things at the gym, I try to vary it because in movement I heal. My body needs to move, and that's the way it heals. I found another level of that during these runs. And that's, it's really cleansing for me to run. And in movement I heal became a mantra for my mental health. I've gone through a couple of big life events in the last year, as most of us do. Life happens, right? Some of them more recent, some of them a little bit more distant, but all in the past year. And what I realized with this run is for me, running is a very mental thing. It's cleansing, it's challenging, it's very monotonous, but it really heals my mind. It lets me let go of things. It lets me pause everything. I once described being inside my head to a friend. We were quite drunk, so she thought it was because I was intoxicated, but it's a pretty accurate description of what I feel like being in my head. It's like standing in a big cyclone where there's just a heavy force of movement, constant movement. And in the cyclone, you'll have texts, bits of memories, images, you know, all of these pieces of information all in the cyclone. And it just keeps spinning day in, day out. And I've learned how to cope with it, right? As we all do, we all have to learn how to cope with our minds. Running for me just lets me step out of it. Exercise in general, but especially running, I've been very efficient at just letting me take a step out and be outside of the cyclone for a bit. It's just calm, peaceful, and quiet for a little while. Much like I imagine meditation being for people who meditate regularly. The last thing that I remembered while running, and then I came back, I've read a piece in a book. It's called What to Do When It's Your Turn, and It's Always Your Turn by Seth Godin. It's a brilliant book. It's beautiful. He's done, or they've done, a very good job of doing the layout for the whole book. And there's one piece in particular, which is about running, and running marathons especially. He says that there's no way of running a marathon without getting tired. So why even try? There's no one writing a book called How to Run a Marathon Without Getting Tired. It's about, where do you put your tired? Where do you store it? And how do you get rid of it? How do you cope with it? How do you cope with getting fatigued and tired and all the things you experience through a marathon? And that was really profound for me, because it wasn't fun, especially the night hours weren't fun at all. I started at 6 p.m. thinking that I didn't have to go to sleep, also that I would fall asleep at a reasonable time on the Saturday. I was so tired and fatigued, but I got up, I put my tired away, and I put on my running shoes. I went out for a run every hour. That concept of where do you put your tired? Where do you put your anger? Where do you put your fatigue? Where do you put your sadness? That concept can be applied to so many things. Feelings, expectations, experiences. That I think it's helpful in everyday life as well. So where do you put your tired? Where do you put your sadness? Where do you put your anger? For me, it was a very, very sort of visual thing where I actually put my tired away. I stored it in a compartment, in a box, in my brain. And I just told myself, I don't get tired. That's another mantra I've had. I don't get tired, I get strong. Those are some of the things that I thought about while running through the night, through the 24 hours. If you want more details on the run, or the runs themselves, reach out. I'd love to talk about them. But I'm not going to publish any times or things like that because I don't think it's relevant for everyone. Please do subscribe, as per usual, anywhere. Reach out if you want to talk about running, especially. I've booked a couple of races that I'm really excited about. I need more runner friends because I have none. And until next time, take care.